Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the Wurundjeri people, to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the self-advocacy people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you. From Auntie Jane.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR Community Radio, 855 on the AM band. My name is Nyan, I'm from Reinforce. And the subject we're talking about is lockdown and how it is affecting you. Today we are here with James and Justin.
And Jane.
And Auntie Jane.
Yep.
And you are listening to Raising Our Voices. We'll be talking about the experience of people with disability in lockdown. Justin, how has the lockdown affected you?
Well, lockdown affected me when it first got started. It affected me pretty bad because I never get to see my friend. I never get to do my appointment that I really need to be done. But after a while, I managed to. My sister told us about it. Zoom, that now I can talk to my friend and family, and also to my doctors and things through Zoom, and it's really helped me out. And also, I'm not sure about other people, but sometimes you might get a camera problem or a voice problem. But when you go for work, you end up doing something, but with the lockdown, you end up getting to do the things that you really need to do, like the gardening and things like that. So it didn't affect me very terribly, but as it goes on, it affected me okay. My mum and I was okay. Now it's been lifted, everything going well. Thank you. That's all for me.
James.
Hello.
How's the lockdown affected you?
Oh, it's 50-50 for me, but I don't like it much, and I really hate it.
And Jane, how has the lockdown affected you?
Well, it hasn't affected me, but the problem is that I see that when the lockdown was on, it's like with being back in the 80s and the 70s, locking in an institution again. But this time it's the virus. So while I was in lockdown, I was doing knitting, crocheting, painting, watching TV, saving up my money while I was, you know, because there was nothing out there, wasn't. And like not going out in the country, which I like, I do. But now I'm glad that lockdown is unlocked, that we can go out in the country.
And, well, how has lockdown been affected me? Well, it is you weren't allowed to go out and visit people. You had to stay at home, go no more than 5Ks to the shops and supermarkets to get whatever you wanted. And that's about all I can think of. But
one good thing with this lockdown, you know, the people who are adults and, you know, the children who never grew up in these institutions, they can get the sense now on what it was like for 2 years in those institutions, but it was more than that for us. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my experience in hospital, I know it's an awful place to be, that I have an old fracture in my disc, which is in my back, and developed, I don't know how I got it, but it developed through an old injury apparently, and that developed into arthritis, which has gone down, moved down my back into my left side of the leg, and every time I tried to stand up, it just hurt, and it was quite painful. And if I tried to stand up, I'd had to sit down again. I couldn't walk because of the agony of this arthritis. And as you would know, arthritis is very, very painful. It is difficult to walk with arthritis. Then you've got to have physiotherapy to start to get back on track again. And that takes time. A little each day sort of helps your walking mobility and things like that. Just slow walks or short walks to motivate my movements again. Otherwise, if I didn't have these motivation movements, I'd never be able to walk again.
How long have you been in hospital for now, Nolly?
Oh, look, it's been over maybe 2-3 weeks at least.
Yeah. Hope everything goes well with you, Nolly.
Thanks.
Nolly, what with your mental health, how has lockdown affected you with your mental health while you're in hospital?
Well, you couldn't have anyone visit you for a start. They could only go as far as the front door, and that was about it. And you just couldn't come into a hospital and visit. That's only as far as you could go. But if you wanted someone to bring you something, they'd have to go as far as the reception or have to be left at reception before it's handed to you.
Well, no, I bet you didn't have your computer, first of all, when you went to the hospital. How did you feel about that?
It was terrible. I was totally lost without it. I wasn't able to zoom on anything, and I mentioned it, and it was brought in. I did my first one with the MITRE, and they had their AGM, and I got they had an office bearer, and Jane, Amanda, got old. She took the position of chairperson. And I got the position of assistant secretary.
Yep. Thanks for that.
You are listening to Raising Our Voices, talking about the experience of people with disability in lockdown.
This is what Lisa had to say, one of our members raising the voice, but she's not available with it. And this is what she had to say. It really haven't affected me. Being in lockdown, it's not able to see or communicate with article, not doing people, except to if we have taken a conversation with any medical, mental issues it had created. All this could be easy. It constructed by someone with least the little knowledge of humanity and requirement of the human race. And that's what Lisa have to say, who's not with us.
Thanks. Justin, do you think people with disabilities were high priority for the government when they made decisions in lockdown?
Well, at the moment, like with this COVID-19, I know people have not had their... Some of them in these CAUs and nursing homes that they have not had their jab at all, or they've only had their first jab. Some of them have in these CAUs or nursing homes in Victoria or even the whole of Australia. But the problem is that they have to, even the staff has not had their, some of them have not had their jabs as well. And some of them probably don't want to get their jabs, so they'll lose their job. They will. And that's why everybody out there needs to get the first and the second jab, and now there's going to be a third jab, but it's going to be 6 months apart as well.
Well, with the lockdown and with the medical, it's very hard to get your especially when you have to get your medication and things like that. That's the hard part for me, but I sometimes... My mum get them for me, and I can't get up because there's certain things that you can't get, can't go to very far to some positions with some places you have to go. What the major part that really affects me is wearing a mask, because some people can't breathe with a mask on, and I have to tell the people, even if they can't, have to keep telling them to put their mark down so I can read their lip. It's a bit difficult for me to read the lip with the mark on.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm not too sure. Like, I haven't heard from my NDIS person because I know I'm on the NDIS because I didn't want my person to come in while this lockdown was on. But the thing is, they have not rang me back to see if I'm still on the NDIS. And if this lockdown was on again, I wouldn't have anyone coming to my place. No way. I'm not going to get the virus and die. You know, you only live once. That's how I see it.
So, Jane, you just made an interesting point about not even being sure whether you're still on the NDIS.
That's right.
You know, not sure whether you're even accessing those supports.
Yeah.
But also that if you went back into lockdown, you wouldn't want people coming into your home because you'd be very worried about COVID getting COVID.
Yeah, that's right, yes. James, in lockdown, would have you been able to access your NDIS if you were on it in lockdown, and what support did you get?
Yeah, I've been having support from the carers and support getting out and about and haven't been going to my medical appointments because they're only doing them over the phone at the moment.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Justin?
Well, during the lockdown, I haven't heard anything from my NDIS for a while, but we asked about getting a doorbell for my special doorbell, but I get them support comes on Thursday, and some days, one time when she's got to come and she's had to counsel because she was with someone and she had to be isolated for 24 hours because of the hot spot, because when she went to the another client of hers, she got it affected from them. So it's not very easy because when you want that support to be on the day, then they get your support get affected from someone else. It really annoys to me because I really want that person to come on that day to help them with a few things. It's when you can't get the support that you really needed, it really irritates your feeling. You really want that person to be there. So some people can cope with it, some people can't. But for non-disability, they can cope with it, but with people with a few different disabilities, not all same, all disability people are the same, but different kind of people with disability can handle it, and some people can't. Because I really wanted her to be on that day, but because she got affected, so that's how it affected me. Thanks for listening to the 3CR radio, and for the disability day, we're going to play a song from Nat King Cole called Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
You've just been listening to Nat King Cole, Unforgettable, on 3CR. You are Raising Our Voices, and we are talking about lockdown.
Few people know, few people don't. Some people got cochlear, and some people haven't. But during the lockdown with cochlear, because some people need their cochlear fixed up and their nose plate to go, but their hearing plate or their cochlear plate to get tested or get part. With my right cochlear, I need the part that I really need for my cochlear, but I couldn't do it because of it lockdown, and I needed really this part. So I got this, they had them part at the train here in Thunbury, so I got that for a while, but I'm still waiting for my part because of the lockdown shut down the delivery, so I really needed part. So people with disability who got cochlear, now the extended lockdown been on, you can't get parts that you need for your cochlear or whatever disability you need. But then this lockdown been lifted. I'm glad that you can get your part that you really needed, because for people with any disability or hearing, blind, for glasses or things like that. But now then this lockdown been lifted, and I'm glad that and hope everyone survive this lockdown and then be delivered, and hope everyone goes well with their wherever disabilities go. Hope they go well with been lifted, lockdown been lifted. But lockdown been on, people will get annoyed, something like that. But now it's been lifted, hope everything calm down, cool, give a cool breathe, and then go with the flow, I would say. I hope get my message through.
Hi, I'm Nakayan.
I'm Liv.
I'm Warwick.
And you're listening to
International Day of Disability
on 3CR.
Stay tuned.
My name's Jane Rosengrave, and you're listening to a Yorta Yorta Strong Power for Woman on Disability Day on 3CR.
My name is Nyan, I'm from Reinforce. Live from the hospital at St George's Hospital here in Kew. Not far from Josh Frydenberg's electoral role. His office, actually. If you can celebrate Disability Day, and if I know there's a lot of people out there who are looking forward to getting the second jab, and there might be a few who ain't, please go and get the second jab. You're not only protecting yourselves, you're protecting others from getting the virus. So please please go and get that second jab and you're covering yourself.
And another thing with the Aboriginals out there in the Torres Strait, with the virus, the COVID-19, they can get it real easy, they can. And that's why with Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders, they have to be a lot careful about the virus. They have to get their jabs and that, because I know at the moment it's been on TV that one of the outbacks have got the virus and it's a small town, all that, and there's a lot of Aboriginal people out there that, you know, who've got to be getting jabs and that as well.
Yeah, it can happen to anywhere. It can happen into a small town, can happen to a big town or a middle-sized town, can happen to anyone, even when they need to deport.
That's right.
But you can't, but everything's like, right, we're okay there. Then after a few days, someone got to put together, isolate that person. That's how I feel. The people in the outback, especially the Aborigine in Alice Springs or Darwin and everything, if they need the poor, they should have the poor. If they need the doctor, they should have the doctor. But I'm not saying to all white people, but not just white people, or other people, then Aborigine have no rights. But they're not treating very well. They're not treating the Aborigine the way they should be treated. So that, I think that way is like, we get a lot of listeners to listen and more people to understand, not just people with disability, but also Aboriginal with disabilities.
Well, I say it should be treated equally. Just everybody should be treated the same, even if you've got a disability or if you have not got a disability, because those olden days have gone. They have. And for the people who are going to listen to our 3CR radio, I'm really hoping that they will take note what we say and think about getting a jab as well, because this can kill you. So for the people who are going to listen to our stories on 3CR on the 3rd of December, I'm hoping that they take note, and for the Aboriginals as well. This virus can kill you. So we need people out there to get the jab, the first jab, the second jab, and the third jab. We do. So if they want to keep living in that, because it can kill you, this virus can.
Yeah. There is a slogan, no jab, no job.
That's it.
And that's why they're urging people to get the jab if they want a job. So please, anyone out there who hasn't got their second jab of the vaccine, please, please do so, because it's really more, really important to protect yourselves than anything else. Because if you don't, as Jane would say, this virus can kill you.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that there will be a lot of self-advocates people and the First Nation people with a disability. But I'm hoping that they will listen to what we're saying on Disability Day, and that people with a disability and the staff, I'm talking about the staff as well, who are listening to this, to take note what we say and to follow it through as well, not to ignore it.
Yeah, I think for people to celebrate Disability Day, I think if you know, if someone knows someone who's disability, any kind of disability, show your portal to the people with disabilities, so and then people know, oh, I know that person, he really helped me out. I'm glad I met that person. That's all for me, just from Justin O'Brien.
And for National Disability Day, if people want to have a voice to be heard, they can raise their voice and they can say their piece on National Disability Day about their rights and about having a say, and that organisations out there to help you, like Reinforce, AMIDA, SARU, First Peoples Disability Network for the Aboriginal people as well who've got a disability. So there are those websites, and if people are going through domestic violence for women with a disability as well, there is the Women's Disability Organisation that's in Bourke Street. And thank you for Money Jane.
Hi, I'm James from Reinforce, and happy National Disability Day for the people with disabilities, and hopefully everyone enjoys National Disability Day.
Well, to wrap up, you've been listening to Rotunga Voices on 3CR. I've been listening to some really good issues on how a lockdown has been affected everyone. And from Rotunga Voices, we like to say bye for now.
I've got one short joke if you want to hear it. A bloke walked into the building and he said, "Doctor, doctor, I have a problem with my glasses." And the bloke said, "You damn right, sir. You're in the post office." That's all for me from Justin O'Brien.
This is Dominic Golding. You're listening to 3CR on Disability Today.
You being disabled doesn't make you a burden or a stressor on a relationship. That's just what capitalism is teaching us. It's teaching us that if we're not well, we're not successful. No, it's totally not the case.
Disability at its core is anti-capitalist, and disabled people are fundamentally at odds with capitalism.
You're listening to International Day of People with a Disability
on 3CR.